the torture tour. This administration serves a crime du jour, and a heinous one is the torture tour. Diego Garcia in Abu Ghraib, where many prisoners get a premature grave. Hundreds and hundreds get to rot away, bacon like lizards at Guantanamo Bay, and most of these people aren't charged with a crime. They just get the chance to serve infinite time. We claim that this is a nation of laws. Supposedly that's our custom. But a suspicion of guilt is all we need, and we can't wait for the chance to bust them. And after all the misdeeds that are done in our name, our leaders say we should trust them. We terrify prisoners with vicious dogs, which are sometimes ordered to bite. And their naked victims lie in pools of blood. But our leaders say it's all right to do what we want. The laws of man don't apply. We can keep them locked up forever, without charges, till they die. You're supposed to be innocent till proven guilty, but now it's just the reverse. And many prisoners come in healthy and roll out in a government hearse. We have no proof against many. They're tortured to see what they know. Evil methods are used and our captives abused. We haven't learned that you reap what you sow. They're hung upside down on waterboards and told that they're going to die. They can't breathe and they think they're drowning, but our leaders say it's a lie. They're forced to assume painful positions, and they're left there for hours or days. Psychological torture and threats of death, and these are the noble ways that we employ when we try to extract a confession of guilt because we lack the facts. In the eyes of the world, these are criminal acts, and karma will have its say. Many of our captains are beaten, and some quite severely, it seems, but the American people are kept in the dark and they never hear the screams. Sleep deprivation and isolation, and often we've defiled the Koran. These criminal acts are a stain on our nation, and the fires of hatred are fanned. There are laws that are supposed to protect us. It appears that many are a sham, and it's painful to see that our leader is the Sheriff of Nottingham. Now there's a brand new attraction. It's called Extraordinary Rendition, where citizens are snatched anywhere in the world and subjected to torturous conditions. Our government kidnaps these people and takes them to a foreign jail where there are no laws to protect the prisoners, where there's no charges, no chance for bail. And the American people won't hear the screams, and these poor humans we lock up in torture will forever have bad dreams. And these crimes that are done by our leaders and are done in America's name, they're turning the world against us, and the apathetic share the blame. You have to speak out because it's flat out wrong, and if you're not trying to stop it, then you're going along. Torture was used in the Dark Ages. We're supposed to be heading toward the light. And this abomination is something all of us should fight.